I've actually spent a lot of time in the paddock that I'm in right now. This is the site of the world's tallest tree. And as a kid, my best friend's grandfather owned this paddock, and we had a paddock bomb, a Volvo, and would drive around in it with its roof falling in and all the rest of it. And we'd see people stopping at the sign, reading the sign about the site of what was believed to be the world's tallest tree. And while that statement does need some clarification, the current owner of this paddock, Les Horsfield, who's long held the title of the unofficial mayor of
Yeah, so
Thorpedale,
it's a
is
make-up.
hoping the site can reinvigorate the town.
Tree guards for us. We couldn't get one to do it.
So you've made them yourself.
Beg your pardon?
You've made them yourself.
So we made it up, yeah.
They look pretty good.
Yeah. It's the main thing is to stop the animals from, if they rub against it, you've got enough support to stop them rubbing it over.
Well, you better introduce yourself for me.
Oh, I'm Les Horsfield. What do you call me? Jack of all trades.
I think we can say that. And what's happening here today, Les?
What's happening?
What's happening here today?
Ah, we're planting these five mountain ash trees. The mountain ash is recognised as the tallest flowering tree in the world. We thought it was the tallest tree, but a bloke called Roger Smith has been down the Otways and found some taller. The Americans claim they've got one 3 foot taller, but or found one, but this is the only tree that was measured by a licensed surveyor. So whilst he mightn't get credit for it in Australia because he's an Australian, it is recognised now that it is the tallest flowering tree in the world.
It was a few years ago when it
Oh,
was here.
86. Did you see the plot, the thing at the door as you come in? Yeah, 86, I think it was measured. And it was cut down to measure it in those days. So even though he was a licensed surveyor, it wasn't hit and miss. He was 100% correct.
And it's 1886
Yeah.
that we're talking about. Why did you want to plant the same species of tree as was here all those years ago?
Ah, well, it's the tallest growing tree we have in Australia generally. It's the tallest flowering tree anyway. And it's a tribute. Thorpedale was the heaviest timbered country in the Southern Hemisphere. It's a case of trying to resurrect a little bit of history and trying to keep the town alive. Between 500 and 1,000 people come every year to have a look at the site of the world's tallest tree. And with a bit of help from the media, we might double or treble that.
Do you think it's a bit embarrassing to promote that Thorpedale was the site where the world's tallest flowering tree was chopped down?
I dare say you're 100% correct. But to keep the town alive, it's marvellous what you've got to do. And thanks to our baker, there's nobody else much in the hotel. There's nothing left in the town.
You're here.
Well, I've been trying for a long time, and we've been trying to read Vic Roads today, and I ring them quite often about the holes in the road.
You're obviously really passionate about this area, about Thorpedale. Why? As one Thorpedalian to another.
Well, since I come here, I've done over 20,000 hours of community work between fire brigades, hospitals, and crisis counselling, and 101 other things. But if you don't support your own, in a small town where there's only perhaps 120 or 30 people, if you don't do your share, there's nothing done at all.
Yes, we know that. All right, well, we better start doing your share, well, our share. This is a history-making day, isn't it? Now, these shrubs, or these plants,
Yeah, they're donated by Strzelecki Nursery.
they're about
That's a great, 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 great nephew of the bloke that measured the tree.
right. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a nice connection.
Yeah.
They're about knee height at the moment, so we're going to have to give them a few decades or 100 years to
Well,
get to their great heights.
actually, the mountain ash, when it gets going, is capable of growing almost 2 meters a year.
Well, there you go. All right, so let's, what are we going to do?
Beg pardon?
We're going to get them ready to put in the ground.
Yep.
All
Yeah.
right.
Come on, son.
You're not going to do the hard work yourself, Liz.
Righto,
You're up,
plant
Rod.
the tree in the middle. In the middle, that's right. That's That'll be the size. The five trees were the smallest number of trees we reckon we could plant and hope to have them grow up together.
Rod Densley from Thorpedale. I only live a couple hundred metres from where the trees are going in. I worked for Les for a few months and, yeah, all happy.
So what's been involved in getting the site prepared?
Just a few star pickets and some wire, some timber frame around the top so the cows don't knock them over.
Do you see many people coming down this road and stopping to take a look?
Yeah, every weekend there's people pulling up at the sign, having a look-see, having a bit of a look around and walking up to the white post where the tree finished, where it if it had been laying down, and quite a few people.
And if we're honest, there's not really a lot to look at, is there?
No, there's not a lot to see. Hopefully when these fellas shoot up, we'll have something for them to look at.